ॐ भारताय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन कृतिथां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् तद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनीम् अम्बत्वामनुसन्धतामि भगवद्गीते भगवद्वैषिणी.
What was that?
Arjuna uvacha ayati shraddayo peta ayati shraddayo peta yoga chalita manasaha aprapya yoga samsiddhim kam gatim krishna gacchati. Arjuna uvacha ayatihi shraddhaya upetaha yogat chalita manasaha aprapya yoga samsiddhim kam gatim krishna gacchati. Now, up to this point, Lord Krishna has gone into a lot of depth about gaining nishta in this knowledge and the means, the abhyasa, the meditative repetition, the vairagya, all of the antakarna shuddhi, all of these things, verse after verse now, he's been dealing with. What are the sadhanas? What is nishta in this knowledge? What is maturity in this knowledge? What are the means for gaining that? All of this he's been working on. And now, as Swamiji said in his Vasha, at this point now, the teaching is complete and Krishna could just relax. But, as usual, this continues to happen. Arjuna, when it's really over, Arjuna will ask a question. And that question will allow for the rest of the Gita to continue on. And so here, Arjuna says, Arjuna Uvacha, Arjuna says, Ayatihi is considered a sannyasi, but it also means one who makes that proper effort. So here we're talking about a sannyasi who's an ayatihi, who won't see in context in a minute. Ayatihi, one who has not made adequate effort, proper effort. Shraddhaya upetaha, but who is filled with shraddha, who has shraddha, shraddha in the Vedas, shraddha in the Guru, shraddha in the whole tradition. So this ayatihi, this person who has not made an adequate or proper effort, but who is endowed with shraddha, but yoga chalita manasaha, but whose mind, the sannyasi, the one for whom the mind has chalita, it has moved away from yoga. In other words, that jnana nishta, that ability, that recognition, that jnanam, the mind is not, because of chalita, because of its own agitations and whatnot, it's moved away from that, it's veered away from it, it's not been able to hold, to sit in this knowledge, okay, to have clarity in this knowledge. So he says, aprapya yoga samsiddhim. So such a person, having not achieved yoga samsiddhim, not having achieved, samsiddhi means that accomplishment, that nishta in yoga. Here, yoga just means jnanam, jnana nishta. So having not achieved that jnanam, you know, that jnana nishta, that clarity of knowledge, having not gained that, because of, I'd say, having not made proper, the proper effort, meaning maybe not having received the proper teaching, not been able to work properly with the antakarana, with the mind, so the ashuddhi was still very much there, a lot of agitation, a lot of raga dvesha was still there, and maybe was not taught traditionally. All of these type of things can happen, even though the person had taken sannyasa and had lived the life of a sannyasi, maybe gone up to Rishikesh, very serious, as say at a young age, had gone up to in the 20s or so, had taken the sannyasa, had gone up to Rishikesh and lived the life of a sannyasi, and has studied and spent lots of time in meditation and all of this, but now older, much older, say in the 60s, 70 years old, feels so very, in a sense, frustrated because I haven't achieved what I had set out to achieve. I've lived this life of sannyasa, but I myself haven't become really a jnani. I can't at this point say that I really know. So that's what they mean by the ayatihi. The person has taken the sannyasa, but the effort has not been proper. Like, for instance, say you take the sannyasa and the effort you make is to sit day in and day out in meditation or to practice all kinds of austerities or to attend this and that lecture or all kinds of things you might do with all shraddha, you know, shraddha in living the life of a sannyasi, but the things that you've done because of the karma or whatever it is, it hasn't borne fruit because the effort itself, it hasn't been shravana, manana, nididhyasana and the karma yoga and all of the things that are really required to gain the jnana nishtha, hasn't borne fruit. And yet that shraddha, the shraddha is there. So Arjuna is making up this question, because remember, Arjuna hasn't taken sannyasa. He wanted to take sannyasa. Krishna said, no, you're not an adhikari for that type of a lifestyle. It won't be good for you. You stay in your life and do karma yoga. Don't take the sannyasa now. It's not, your mind will just not have any type of a field in order to neutralize your raga dvesha, your likes and dislikes. So you stay. You know, and then you expose yourself to the teaching. You don't take sannyasa. But now Arjuna has this doubt. He thinks, well, what if somebody did take sannyasa? And they have shraddha, they have all of that, but for some reason they didn't make the ayatihi, they didn't make the effort that was required because their mind was agitated. Remember, Arjuna had an agitated mind. He would say to the Lord, he'd say to Bhagavan, you know, my mind is like a ship at sea. You know, it's just so agitated, it's being whipped around by the waves. And I find this mindset being very, very difficult to control. So now so that's kind of a connection there. He's saying, for a mind that has this chalita, this type of agitation, that can't hold on to the yoga, you know, it's not able to make the proper efforts and kind of falls away from that nishtha, is not able to hold that. And yet the person has taken sannyasa, they have shraddha, they have all of these things, you know, but they didn't accomplish this. Now they're old. They didn't accomplish it. He says, kam gatim Krishna gachati. Where does that person go when they die? What happens to that person? Mm-hmm. You know, because, as we'll see in the next verse, the person, when they take sannyasa, first of all, what happens when they take those vows, they give up, they renounce all of their karmas, all of the rituals, all of the things that are actually necessary for them to get a good gati. It means a good abode to get, you know, the heavenly worlds in between deaths and then to get a better birth. They've given up all of those karmas. And then also, they've given up all of just the enjoyments of samsara. Right? And now here they're living this life as a sannyasi without reaping the fruits of that, right? It hasn't paid off because they don't have the knowledge. And then they die, what happens to them? Because they've broken away from all of the karmas that are necessary and helpful for you to get a better next birth and all of this. So what is going to happen to such a person? So now he goes on and gives a little bit more of this question. It's still Arjuna speaking. Arjuna has three verses here. He says, kachin nobhayavi brashtaha, chinna brahmi vanashyati, Chinna Brahmiva Nashiti Apratishto Mahabaho Apratishto Mahabaho Vimudho Brahmanath Pati Vimudho Brahmanath Pati Hechit Na Ubhaya Vibrashtaha Chinna Abram Iva Nashati Apratishtaha Mahabaho Vimudha Brahmanaha Pati. He says, he has this, continues on to this question, to what gati does he go? He says, introduces a question with some doubt. He says, kachit, so, na ubhaya vibrashtaha chinna abram eva nashati. So here's a key word here, ubhaya vibrashtaha. And ubhaya vibrashtaha is somebody who has fallen from both. Ubhaya means both. Ubrashta means they've fallen. They've lost both. What is that? The two that they've lost? They were not successful in their sannyasa, so that's, they've lost that. And they gave up the karma. They're not a karmi doing karmas. They're not a karma yogi. That's been given up. They've also given up, you could say also, by choosing this path of samsara, which they were not, path of sannyasa, they weren't successful at that. Okay, so they didn't get the moksha. Because they have to say themselves, I've done this my whole life and I'm still deluded. I still don't know what's going on. I still don't know really who I am. I don't know the truth. I'm not successful at this. Okay? So I haven't made that. And I gave up, so that's one vibrashta. I gave up all the karmas. That's the other. All the karmas, all the rituals. I could have stayed as a karma yogi, done all of the karmas that were required of me, but with that karma yoga buddhi. Then I would still have a chance of getting, you know, a better life, getting heavenly worlds, and then getting a better life if I would have just stayed as a karma yogi, and because then I would continue doing all my duties, all my karmas, all of the charities and all of that. But I gave that up, fallen from that now, and I've fallen from the yoga. So from the sannyasa. I didn't gain this jnana-nishtha either. So that person, Arjuna calls a ubhaya vibrashtaha. Somebody has fallen from both, right? And failed at both things. So he says, this ubhaya vibrashtaha, are they not destroyed? Is that person na vinashyate? Is such a person not destroyed? He says, like a cloudlet, which has been cut off from its, abram is a little cloud, that has been chinna, it's been separated. Like say, a cloud is going along with the main body of clouds and it's connected to the body of clouds. And so it has the support of that bigger body as the wind is blowing it, it's moving across the sky. You know, but this one little cloud now has broken off. Little cloudlet has broken off. That little cloudlet doesn't have any support. He says, it's apratishtaha. It doesn't have any basis. It doesn't have, you know, any support at all. It's just a little cloudlet out there by itself now. It doesn't, it's not in, even with a community of sadhus, with a community of jnanis. It's not there, you know. And it's not with the samsaris or with the karmis. It's just lost, dangling. This person is just dangling there like a little cloudlet. It's going to be destroyed. A wind comes along and just disperse it into nothing. So want this ubhaya vibrashtaha, this person that now doesn't have any basis, no pratishtha, no support, isn't, want it be destroyed like a little cloudlet that's been separated. It's been separated from the main body. So if it were part of the main body of clouds, then it would just be supported by that main body and it may move more slowly. You know, moving along across the sky. But it would be moving one with everybody else and have the support of the community rather than taking sannyasa and thinking that it could get ahead of everybody, you know, but then finding itself out there all by itself, you know, having not gained this knowledge. So he says, to Krishna, hey Mahabaho, this person, or Mahabaho is the name for Krishna, one who is all strong, always victorious in war, whose arms are huge, who has great strength. So hey Krishna, he says, hey Mahabaho, that person who's now like the little cloudlet, who Brahmanah Pati, on this path of Brahman, what they mean is this sannyasa. When you take sannyasa, what you're doing, all that you're doing, shravana manana nididhyasana, supposedly, your whole life is only devoted to Brahman. So you're on, that's your, Brahman is your marga. That marga means path. That path, not in the, literally. But this is what you're doing with your life. So here, this person, who their whole life is just devoted now to Brahman, and is vimudaha. Here, at the end of their life, they spent their whole life there, vimudaha. Means they themselves will say, I'm vimudaha. I'm deluded. I'm confused. I don't know. What have I been doing all of these years? Nothing has fructified. I'm not a great jnani. You know, I'm not sitting in the ananda of myself. I'm not clear about the nature of myself after all of this time. All of these years and years of meditation, all of these years and years of pranayama, all of these years and years of attending all of these talks and lectures and living by myself and just begging for alms. And now here I am, not that much better off than when I started. Mm-hmm. Except Shraddha. Except for the Shraddha. The Shraddha is there, and this is what Swamiji talks about in the Bhasha. If the Shraddha is there, blessing that person with an attitude, you know, then they'll think, you know, even if that were the case, even if I haven't achieved this, next life I'll get it. But this is what Arjuna's not saying that. Arjuna is asking Krishna. Arjuna wants to hear Krishna say that, you know, because he's imagining this kind of worst case scenario. And it's a worst case scenario he's imagining, even though it didn't happen to him because Bhagavan wouldn't let him take sannyasa. Right? This is what happens if I were to take sannyasa. Maybe he's having thoughts again. Like, don't you think really I could take sannyasa? But then he'll think, but if I did, then what about this? What about this? What might happen to me? Because my mind is so, it's so busy. You know, and I'm still so engaged. And then what if I did take sannyasa and then I was unsuccessful? Then what would happen to me? Because then I would have given up all my duties, all of my karmas, all of the rituals, and to go on this kind of folly, you know, to not be able to make the proper effort because my mind would be so agitated it would pull me away. So I would be a sannyasi, but ayati, somebody who couldn't really do it. The sannyasi who couldn't really do it. And I think Arjuna realizes that would be his situation because he said that in so many times to Bhagavan, even up to this point. Mm. Asking questions about that. So he says, wouldn't that person be destroyed without not having any support, like a little cloudlet that had been cut off, you know, that had been separated? Okay. So now he finishes his question.
Etam me samshayam Krishna, etam me samshayam Krishna, chetum arhasya sheshataha, chetum arhasya sheshataha, puranya samshayasyasya, puranya samshayasyasya, chetana hipapadyate, chetana hipapadyate, etat me samshayam Krishna chetum arhasi asheshataha tvat anyaha samshayasi asya cheta na hi upapajyate. He says, etan me samshaya Krishna, etat samshayam, this doubt may of mine, this doubt of mine, hey Krishna, chetum arhasi asheshataha. You are, arhasi means you are qualified, you are
you are capable of removing, of cutting this doubt of mine completely, this doubt of what he's just been asking. Mm-hmm. You are able to completely remove this doubt of mine. He said, completely, ashesha to her. Twad anyaha, other than you, twad anyaha, samshayasya asya cheta, a destroyer. Cheta means to cut, to sever a doubt. Somebody who can sever this doubt, a person who can sever this doubt other than you, isn't there. Because, he says, nahi, because a person other than you, indeed, anybody other than you, isn't capable of cutting this doubt, of getting rid of this doubt. So you're the one who can get rid of this. And he says that because even in I think it's beginning of chapter 4 of the Gita, Krishna says, you know, speaking as Ishvara, I taught this knowledge to Vivaswan, to the son who taught it to his child. In other words, the Vedas have come from me. Right? The whole Vedas have come from me. And so Arjuna, remembering that and seeing Krishna as Ishvara, is okay. You will know. Because now, if I were to take the sannyasa and fail at that, I'm not doing with the Vedas what I'm supposed to be doing in the Vedas, and so what type of life will I, what will happen to me in terms of dharma, adharma? What will the karmas do to me? You know? Will I be just left hanging in some sort of limbo? Or would I take a terrible next birth? What would happen? There is no authority on this except for you that I can trust. Only you can really clear this doubt for me. That's really
Well, this sounds like Arjuna is a bit of a lawyer here. The karma lawyer.
Yeah. But, you know, it's true in a way, like when you have a doubt about something that is so huge in terms of your karma.
Yeah.
You know, and do you know what the thing is also? There's a couple more things to know. In sannyasa, when you take sannyasa, there's a very 3 or 4 day ritual that's involved in the taking of sannyasa. And part of that ritual has to do with the permanently giving up all karma. Now, all of the duties that you are enjoined upon you prior to sannyasa, all of those are renounced by these karmas. You're freed from all of them by these karmas.
Such as doing the funeral for your parents.
Everything. Yeah, every single karma, all of the daily duties, all of the rituals, the Vedas themselves frees you from. Okay, so now, as a sannyasi, remember there's three types of sannyasa. One is vividisha. Vividisha sannyasa is the sannyasa you take so that you can gain knowledge. You take the sannyasa with a desire to gain knowledge. The other sannyasa is vidvat sannyasa. Vidvat sannyasa means you have knowledge, and so then your guru gives you sannyasa in honor of you being a sannyasi. You're a sannyasi. And so the guru gives you sannyasa in honor of you already being a sannyasi, and now you can live that sannyasa lifestyle. Right? Or you can take sannyasa, vividisha, with a desire to know. There's another one called apat sannyasa. Apat sannyasa means you're on your deathbed and the teacher gives you sannyasa at your request in order to free you from all karmas, because from all of your papa karmas. Because when you take the sannyasa, you start again, in a sense. It's a new birth for you. Right? You're freed of all of your prior karmas. And so at their deathbed, they'll want to take sannyasa to free themselves of all their papa karmas. Okay. So here, but anyway, Arjuna's not thinking about that at this time. So, but you can see, really, one thing he would be thinking of is, okay, you renounce all karmas when you take sannyasa, you're freed from all of that. And it's wiped off. You have nothing there. And now, as a sannyasi, you need to gain knowledge, and then there's no more birth for you. Right? Because of the gain of knowledge, there's no... The cause for the... Ajnanam is the cause for the rebirth and for the ahankara and all of that. So there's no more rebirth for you. if you have knowledge. Right? And so you don't need those karmas. Because there's no rebirth for you. When you gain knowledge, you are Brahman. And you don't, this cycle of transmigration doesn't go on anymore. It's over. So think of the situation here. This person has given up their karmas, and so not just given up their karmas, all of those things are renounced. You're a clean slate now. And you didn't get knowledge. So now this clean slate that didn't get knowledge, what happens to him? You see what I mean? This is a big problem. Arjuna, it dawns on him. Now what happened? So he says now to Krishna, you're the only one that can really answer this in a way that I will have the shraddha. Because you're the one from whom the whole Vedas has come, so you will know this answer. It's very important to me. So you see his dilemma? So he asked the question. But you know why this is a famous part of the Gita or in the Shastra? Because people always want to know. I've heard Swamiji ask this question so many times. What will happen to me if I die before I gain this knowledge? You know, because I don't feel I'm getting it, but I don't really have the nishtha, I don't have all of the clarity. What would happen if I die? You know? So that's Arjuna's, in a sense, also, sometimes we look at it that way. That's not exactly Arjuna's question, but it's implied in there. Because he's asking from the standpoint of sannyasa, but he's also must be thinking, you know, I'm going to be going out in the battlefield and I'm getting all of this, but what happens? I go out there, it's overwhelming, you know, all of the tension of the battle. You know, I won't be remembering all of this, and what if I get killed? What will happen then? What will happen to me? Right? So Swamiji, when he's unfolding this, will often bring in that aspect of it. And we hear that question asked all the time. What will happen to me? You know, will I pick up this knowledge, or what does it mean, you know, to die before I gain that nishtha? So now he's made his question very clear, and now Bhagavan answers it, begins his answer. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Paratanai Vehana Mutra, Vinashastasya Vidyate, Vinashastasya Vidyate, Nahi Kalyana Krikaschit, Nahi Kalyana Krikaschit, Durgatim tata gacchati, Durgatim tata gacchati. Partha, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Partha, na eva iha, na amutra, vinashaha tasya vidyate, nahi kalyanakrit kaschit, Durgatim tata gacchati. He says, hey Partha. Now, Bhagavan says, hey Partha, means son of Prithu, his name for Arjuna. Na eva iha, definitely not here, na amutra, nor there. Not here in this world, nor there in the heavenly worlds. Not here, nor there. Vinashaha tasya vidyate, is there any destruction for him? Vinashaha, destruction, tasya, for him, na vidyate. Not here in this world, nor in the heavens, is there any vinasha, any type of destruction? Vinasha means destruction. Tasya, for him. Does he come to a bad end? Not here, nor in the heaven worlds. He says, Nahi kalyanakrit kaschit. Na kaschit, no one who is a kalyanakrit. Kalyana is moksha. Who does moksha means who is making an effort for liberation. Who has asked the question, you know, who am I question. What is the truth? Who is the Lord? The one who has become a mumukshu, the one who has become a seeker, who is a seeker of liberation. That's a kalyanakrit. Kalyana is that which is the biggest blessing. Marriage is considered kalyanam, you know. But the highest kalyanam is moksha itself. So here the kalyanakrit is the one who's seeking moksha, the one who's seeking liberation. So krit means the doer of kalyana, right? The kalyanakrit, the one who does kalyana. So the sannyasi is a kalyanakrit, right? The mumukshu is a kalyanakrit. It means that one who is seeking liberation, seeking knowledge, He says, so first he says, hey Partha, neither here nor there in the heavenly worlds is there any vinasha in the other worlds, the other lokas. Is there any destruction for him? It, because indeed that he is because here. Yeah, yes, Mark. Because a Kalyanakrit, one who is a seeker for liberation, no one who is a Kalyanakrit, Durgatin, Tata Gachati, goes to a Durgati. Hey, Tata. Tata means your son. Tata is a name for the father who protects the son for his own protection. But because it's the father protecting the son, it's also a name for the son. So Krishna is, Swamiji has a nice unfoldment on the meaning of Tata, you can read that. So Krishna is referring to Arjuna as his son, because also the Tata for the Guru Sisha, the Tata, the one who gets Vidya is the Tata, also the creator of something is the Tata. So he's saying, he's referring to Arjuna as his son, meaning as his student. Mm-hmm. So he says, he's very affectionate. So hey Tata, he says, no one who is a Kalyanakrit, who is a seeker, will go to a Durgati, a bad gati. It means a bad birth or a bad stanam. Gati means place. Durgati can take a bad birth, or even go to, you know, when you go to the heaven worlds in between births, mm-hmm. not here nor there will there be Durgati. Will that person take a negative gati, a bad gati? And that's when Swamiji is talking about what would that mean? Well, one less than what you have now. Mm. In other words, you would only get something better than what you have now, not something less, more conducive, you know. So anyway, he has a very nice bhasha on this. It's the karmas. Once you are set on this track, right? From this point on, once that question comes, everything, life is different after that. Once the mumukshutvam is there, you're not the same person, right? Because you've understood this fundamental problem. And so because of that, what is important to you is different now, and that will attract different karmas, you know? So you're on a different trajectory. The trajectory is different, and it's not going to, can't attract the karmas that you used to, along with the flow of things as samsari, these things that just have to do with punya and papa, you know, what I need to be happy, and then all of my punyas and papas that go along with that are going to go on that track. Here now, this is a different track that you're on, and you won't ever get from this point on a durgati, a birth that is less than this. You'll only get something that is more conducive to your knowledge, as you'll see in the next verse. But here he only says, neither here nor there will there be any vinasha, any type of destruction for you. He says, for nobody, no one who is a Kalyanakrit will get a Durgati. Means, you know, a bad birth. Go to a bad abode. Now he goes into detail about it. He says, Prapya punya kritam lokam. Prapya punya kritam lokam. Ushitwa shashwiti samaha. Ushitwa shashwiti samaha. Suchinam shrimatangehe. Suchinam shrimatangehe. Yoga prashto bijayate. Yoga prashto bijayate. This verse and the next one, it's often quoted. Prapya punyakritan lokan ushitwa shashvatihi samaha suchinam shrimatangehe yoga brashtaha abhijayate. He says, so Krishna is still describing this. He says, prapya punyakritan lokan. So remember, we're talking about this yoga brashta, the one who's fallen from the sannyasa. Krishna's going to use this term now just to relate to Arjuna. He doesn't see it as anybody's fallen from anything. Anyway, prapya, having attained prapya, having gained the lokas, the worlds of the punyakrits, those people who have spent their lives doing punya. So say a person is a punyakrit, they've done so much punya, they're a doer of punya. So having attained the world, the lokas, of those who have done punya, the punyakrits, and ushitwa, having lived there, shashvatihi samaha, for many, many, many years. Shashvatihi means almost eternal years, means for the very long time, having spent your time on those punya bhumis, those heaven worlds, having gained that which the punyakrits, people who have done, you know, a lot of punya, so having spent many, many years there, then what? Suchinam Srimatam Gehe, in the house of a Srimatam, of Srimatam means of people in the home, of people who are very comfortable, wealthy. Srimat means they have wealth. Lakshmi is there. Shri means Lakshmi. So Lakshmi means, you know, wealth, wealth, culture, comfort, health, all of these things. So in such a home, which is also Suchi. Suchi means Dharma. So they take a birth in a very cultured, well-to-do home, family, who are Suchi, who are pure. Because you could take a birth in a very well-to-do home of mafiosos, goddess of Swamiji.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, highly cultured, all kinds of things going on, but they're all criminals. Yeah. So this is in, you take a birth in the home of a family of dharmis who are also, you know, very cultured and very comfortable. The yoga brashtaha, this person who has not been successful in their sannyasa, who has fallen from this yoga, abhijayate, is born. So the yoga brashtaha will be born in the house, gehe means in the house, of a srimatam, of people who are cultured and well-to-do, and who are dharmic, pure, have antakarna shuddhi, right? They live a dharmic, clean life. So you'll be born into the house of those people. And such a birth, and Shankara will say, such a birth, that's difficult to get. It takes a tremendous amount of punya to get such a birth. Because now, Swamiji talks about this in the Bhasha also. You could come into this life with all of the samskaras. Well, we'll see this later, but just briefly, because it's in other verses. You could come into this life with such good samskaras, because you'd lived a life of sannyasa, a life of prayer, a life of study, but your mind weren't successful. Mm-hmm. But then come into a home that is adharmic, you know, and that adharma, or say adharmic, selfish, greedy people, whatever. And you can be overwhelmed. Your good samskaras can be overwhelmed by finding yourself in the midst of adharma. So no, you won't. That won't happen to you. Your samskaras, you'll pick up where you left off. Say, Lord, you pick up where you left off. You know, you'll be born into a home which supports and protects those samskaras that you're being born into this life with. So that's how he starts. You'll be born into this wealthy, cultured home of dharmic people. Atava yoginam eva, atava yoginam eva, kule pavati dhimatam, kule pavati dhimatam, yaddi dulabhataram, yaddi durlabhataram, yaddi durlabhataram, yaddi durlabhataram, loke janma yaddi drisham, loke janma yaddi drisham, atava yoginam eva, kule bhavati dhimatam, yaddi durlabhataram, loke janma yadidrisham. He says, etava, or if you're not born into this house of these wealthy dharmic people, or yoginam eva kule, bhavati. You are bhavati, you become, means you are born in the kula, in a family of yogis. Either karma yogis, who are mumukshus, or karma yogis who are jnanis. Why you say could be jnanis? Because in a house, they have to be karma yogis, because if they're sannyasis, they're not having children. Right? So they have to be, they either have to be karma yogis or karma yogis who have become jnanis, like Janaka and others who staying within the world as karma yogis, they become jnanis, you know, but they still live in the world. So you can be born in the kula, in the family of yogis who are dhimatam, who have knowledge. Dhimatam from dhimat, buddhi. They have wisdom. So either they have wisdom as mumukshas, or living the life of shravana, manana, nididhyasana, living the life of karma yoga and exposed to this knowledge as a mumuksha, or they're living the life of karma yoga, but now as with knowledge. Dhimatam means having knowledge, right? So you're born into such a kula, family like this. Yad di durlabhataram. This indeed is more difficult. This birth, this type of birth is durlabhataram. It is even more difficult. This janma in the world, he says, a janma yadidrisham, such a janma like this, is even more difficult in the world to get. You know, because, and Shankara says in his Bhasha, the people don't have wealth. They have dharma, and they have knowledge. But the allure of wealth also can be a problem. You know? If you don't have wealth and then you're whining about not having wealth, that's a problem. But if you're a karma yogi and a brahmana, you know, if you're, the Swamiji say, if you're a brahmana, then a brahmana will not have wealth. If they're living the life of a brahmana, they won't have wealth. They'll have just what they need. So here these people are living a dharmic life. They're karma yogis. They have knowledge. They don't have the lure of anything else, nor do they want that. And so you're born into this life that is already filled with knowledge, because the kula, very family itself, you know, that they themselves are studying. And so you come into this most auspicious environment. So based upon your karma, why would one person get the other, one person get this? Either way, you're in a protected environment. But say if based upon your karmas, you need to have a different set of experiences. But nevertheless, whatever set of experiences you need, if those experiences are totally, as a jiva, those things are not necessary for you, worldly experiences, before you pick up your knowledge, then you'll just be born into a family of yogis straight out. But in either case, as we'll see in these verses that are to come, in either case, you're in a protected environment, and we'll finish this next week. You will pick up where you left off. But it's either you'll take this birth or that, this type of birth or that type of birth. So these type of verses, these two verses, whenever this question comes up, which it always does, Swamiji will chant these two verses. He'll chant these and then he'll talk about it. So be sure to read, enjoy the commentary Swamiji has on this section. It's really beautiful. John, I can give you that handout. You might not have it.
Okay.
I'll give it to you. So, okay, let's stop here. We'll finish this. I think we'll finish off this chapter next week.
Wow.
So, let's just take a minute. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.